society, family, church. All the ancient philosophers say that human beings are social creatures. We need to get together, and we like to get together. No one says, I went to a rock concert because I played a file and lit a candle in my closet. People go to a big arena and they said, I was at a rock concert, I had fun. There were thousands of people there. I went to work. But sometimes we like to be part of something without being responsible for something. In American politics, we have the beautiful habit of saying we have a democracy, we vote, and after we elect our politicians into office, we say funny things like, who elected that idiot? Wasn't me. The only way a politician you can tell he's lying is when he's moving his lips. And we make fun of people, and sometimes for good reason. But political life is our life. St. John Chrysostom, who wrote the liturgy that we celebrate today and every Sunday, in the 4th century, developed this political theory, which was the prevalent Christian theory of politics. Power to govern comes from God to the people, who give it to those who serve the people in government. The divine right of kings was a theory that was developed in the Middle Ages, which was not part of the original political theory. The reason why this is important, because it reminds us that when you live in a society, you are responsible for the politics of society, for the social services of society. In other words, you get involved and try to change the world, not simply complain about it. And in church, it is much the same. Church is never a spectator sport. It's something we do as a community, part of a team. Someone who says, all week I've been celebrating being a Christian. I've been called by Christ to preach the gospel. And on Sunday, I get together with all my fellow Christians and celebrate what we did as a church. Because sometimes people forget. When you take care of your grandchildren, children, when you take care of your parents, parents, when you take care of your children, when you help a stranger, when you work in various social services, when you help in a nursing home, when you give to people who need your help, that is the church doing it. Sometimes people forget and say, well, our church doesn't help and doesn't do anything. Really? Aren't you the church? Aren't I the church? Aren't we the church together? Sometimes when you're in a small church, you can't do a lot of organized, great projects like communities which have hundreds or thousands of people. But every time you do something good, that's the church, the parish family, doing something good. And finally, the community called the family. Husband, wife, children. Sometimes people think a marriage is just two people. It is never just two people. Children, think of it. Have you ever prayed for your parents? Those of you who have lost parents, have you prayed for the repose of their soul recently? Have you given for a liturgy and attended that liturgy to pray for them? Children and parents and the church are all part of the equation that we call the family and marriage. Everyone supports and takes care of a marriage. No one should ever say, that's their problem. I'm a son or daughter, and that's their marriage. No. Or even to say a parishioner, well, that's that so-and-so couple, that's their problem. That's our problem. That's our obligation to take care of one another, to pray for one another, to live in a society called the family that realizes it's not just two people, but it's the support of the community that helps a marriage grow and prosper. So when you think about the church, marriage, and society, it's us, just us chickens, us people who are involved. May God give us the grace and the courage to realize that we support one another, never simply stand on the sidelines and say, it's not my country, it's not my church, it's not my marriage. It is our marriage, our society, and our church. Pray to the Lord that we don't forget that, and pray for one another always. Slava Jesus.